love, joy,
peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But Satan loves the fleshly fruit of immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Verses 19 through 21. Christ permits tests or trials in our lives to help us grow spiritually. James chapter 1, verse 3. But Satan lures us with temptation to destroy us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Christ sets believers free. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. But Satan enslaves the lost. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. Christ defends believers. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. But Satan accuses them. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Today, Satan continues to oppose the work of Christ. He will fight against Christ when he returns and will finally be dealt with when he is cast eternally into the lake of fire. Holy angels. Holy angels are another target of Satan and his demons. A holy angel appeared to Daniel and said, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this information regarding Israel's future, and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to give you an understanding of what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision pertains to the days yet future." Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Daniel had set his heart on understanding why his people had not returned to Israel. So he fasted and prayed for a lengthy period of time. Verses 2 through 3. A holy angel appeared to assure him that God was not indifferent to his prayers. God had heard them on the first day, but delivery of his answer was delayed for 21 days. The angel explained that the prince of the kingdom of Persia had detained him. Verse 13. The context reveals the prince spoken of here was not a man. No mere man could withstand an angelic being. Perhaps this was a demon indwelling the king of Persia. His position